Hello, District 38, and welcome to the first episode of our district podcast, The Megaphone. My name is Chris Hulse, and I'm the District 38 director, and I have here distinguished Toastmaster Michelle Westgate, and she is this year's program quality director. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Chris, and hello, District 38.
And I also have Aditi Araba, the district club growth director. What's going on, Aditi?
Nothing much. Hi,
Cool.
District 38.
So we've been wanting to do this podcast for a while. I myself have a bit of a radio background. A few years back, I had a radio show called Off the Beaten Path with Chris Hulse, and I wanted to bring those skills into doing a podcast for the district where we could do a variety of things with our voices. And today's episode is called On the Road Again, where we explore the adventures that the three of us have been on recently. And I would say the furthest adventure we had within recent memory was the three of us went to Anaheim, California. And why we went out there was for the 2024 Toastmasters International Convention. And it was celebrating the 100-year anniversary because Toastmasters got their start in Santa Ana, California. Anaheim is basically the town next to it. So we had this convention at the Anaheim Marriott, and we were there for about a week doing some training and then the convention. And I know I've been to several conventions, and this one was different because it was celebrating the 100-year anniversary. But I'm going to go to Aditi first because, Aditi, this was your first international convention, right?
Right, Chris. This is my first international convention. And one of the things I can tell you about is if you're thinking about going to a Toastmasters International Convention, I will highly suggest it. Yeah, people will say I ran crazy with my confident voices, to the Toastmasters story. I think it's called something like that. But the only thing is that I was in the midst of leaders. I mean, leaders from all over the world. Can you imagine that? Not just for the convention, for the training too. And I was wondering, how can I tap into all this knowledge? So I walked around with my book and I asked, can I get a picture? Can I sign? Can you sign my book? And can I get a hug to hold you while, Chris, Michelle, somebody else help take the picture? One of the things I can tell you to look forward to in this convention coming to Philadelphia, look out for the leaders. They're very welcoming and they're always excited to share their knowledge with you. So go ahead, approach them, introduce yourself. One even mentioned my name when he saw me. I was surprised. And if you know my name, that's a little bit difficult. But I pretty much understand the convention is coming to Philadelphia, and I was excited. I'm as excited as I am again because I think I might be walking around with that book again. I didn't get some signatures. Looking forward to it. Back to you, Chris.
I'm glad you mentioned that the about Philadelphia. What that means is next year, the international convention, the 2025 international convention is coming to Philadelphia. And so what that means is District 38 is going to be the host district. We don't have a lot of information about that yet. I know there's an opportunity for us to potentially volunteer to help put on the convention, but as we find out more about that, the district trio will get that information out to all of you in the district and see how we can help, what we can do to make an impact on literally the people that come throughout the from around the world to Philadelphia for the convention next year. And Aditi, do you happen to remember who mentioned your name, you said?
No, I don't remember, but I know he mentioned Michelle's name too.
Oh,
It's one
it
of the
might have
past
been
presidents.
it was past
Mac.
International President Matt Kinsey. That's who it was.
Yes, Mac,
Yeah.
not Kinsey.
Yes, it was Matt. Matt, that's a nice guy. He was actually the international president prior to Morag Matheson, who her term just ended, and now it's Roddy Speer.
I only mentioned it because he met me again and said, "Did I pronounce your name right?" And I was like,
Oh
"Oh,
wow.
wow. Yes,
Yeah,
you did."
Matt likes to get that stuff right. So overall, you had a good experience in Anaheim?
Yes, I did. I had a good
Mm-hmm.
experience in Anaheim. Although, you know, with everything, there's always something you would complain about because we're humans. I'll leave that to another day.
Okay. So, Michelle, this was your, I was with you in the Bahamas last year, and that was definitely an interesting experience being at that convention. That was also the convention where one of our members in District 38, Jocelyn Tyson, became the world champion of public speaking. But so this year we went out to California. So what sort of things really stuck out for you being in Anaheim?
Well, who doesn't love sunshine and beaches?
Right.
I did get to go check out Huntington Beach while I was there. That was before the convention even started. I was there one day early so I could meet up with some family because I used to live in Southern California. And
Oh,
so I
interesting.
was able to reconnect with some folks that I haven't seen in a while. It was great to be able to see them. I think one of the best parts about going to the convention is really getting to know people and you make a lot of friends. I mean, I'm all about relationships. I know that I've said this repeatedly, and you're going to hear me say it a lot of times over the next year or the rest of this year anyway, and probably into the rest of my life if you get to know me better. But I would say that those relationships that we make, those relationships that we forge, the friendships that we make, they're lasting. They go on and on. And one of the things I loved was last year, I didn't know anybody. This year, everybody remembered me. I was surprised. I thought I was going to be the only one who remembered anyone because I'm generally good about that because I remember little things about people, but people were walking up to me and saying, "It's so good to see you again." And people were hugging me. And that was kind of nice. One of the things that I really enjoyed, besides the speakers and the learning opportunities and the networking, was that Saturday night event. That is always a great highlight. So during the week, you get to hear some great speakers. We have the speech contest. We have a lot of business happening. You learn a lot about what's going on in Toastmasters, and you can ask questions. Just like Aditi was saying, you get to be around people who have been leaders for a long time in Toastmasters, and you can tap into their minds, ask them the questions, and they're willing to stand there and talk to you. They will tell you things that you may not ever know. So you should get out there and talk to people. Don't be afraid to walk up to them with your business card or just saying, "Hey, I saw you over there and I really wanted to introduce myself." And so that's the best part. Saturday night's banquet, let's say. It's not really a banquet, it's a ball. I call it a ball because people get dressed up, and that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that president's celebration. It happens after the inaugural celebration, which happens at the hour before. Was it 1 hour or 2 hour session where they install the officers just like you would do in a club or in the district? We have that installation dinner at our own conference. They have the same thing at the convention where they're installing all of the people who are leading Toastmasters International. So it is a big affair, and everybody looks beautiful. It's an opportunity to dress up, and then, you know, the picture opportunities are great. The food is okay when you go into the celebration, but don't forget to bring your ticket because if you don't have your ticket, you're not in. They were turning people away. Well, you really have to have that ticket with you and make sure that you're ready, that you're not stopped there because you want to absorb every single minute that you possibly can.
Well, and I heard a story. I don't know. All I know is it had to do with bananas. At first, I thought, oh, maybe they're serving bananas at the presidential banquet or something, but then I saw some pictures that it looked like they were literally life-size bananas that were, I don't, they fell in love with you or something like that. I don't know. Do you want to explain this to me or listeners?
When I got to the convention center, I was meeting a DOT at one of the locations in the co convention area, and I just happened to be walking down the hall trying to figure out where she was hiding, and I ran into Narayan, our regional advisor, and Narayan, kept pointing me in the right direction because I didn't know where I was going. It was the first time I had been in the facility, and as I'm walking down the hall, all of a sudden, all these bananas. Yes, life-size bananas come walking down the hall and they're kind of dancing and jumping around, walking around. I couldn't figure out what they were doing. And what was the weirdest thing was that they didn't just look like bananas. They were wearing masks over their eyes. They had claws on their hands. Almost,
Claws?
yes, almost like Wolverine. They were
Oh.
claws. And I'm thinking, these are scary bananas. Should I be frightened or should I
Right?
be laughing? It was funny.
It kind of sounds like the things of people's nightmares, like life-size bananas with claws, but
Later on, those same bananas came back and they remembered me. They were coming around and they were hugging me and we took some pictures with them and it was fun. So yes, it seemed like they loved me. If you ask a deity, they loved Michelle. So absolutely, Michelle, because they kept on coming around you. So I said, you know what, Michelle, let me get a picture. So I took a picture because they just fell in love with her. They were everywhere, but the only one that stood out to me was the little kid that kept on looking at the banana. And the mother said, "Say hi to the banana." And the kid looked at the mother like, "This is what I eat. How can I say hi to a banana I eat?" So the mother was like, "Say hi, say hi." So the mother was, "Let me take a picture, let me take a picture." But when you saw the bananas, they were very friendly. I got a hug from one of them. I don't think I took a picture, but one of the things that happened is they just kept on rallying around Michelle, our PQD, and I had to take a picture. I hope she posts it sometime so you can see that.
So what I'm taking away from this is that Michelle is memorable to Toastmasters around the world and life-size bananas. It's a good thing.
I think
It's a
they
good
said they
thing.
had a contract with Disney or something because before, when I first of all got there, I got there and I saw life-size Tinkerbells and different costumes. So I was wondering what's going on. But later on, I just kept on seeing bananas only. So I'm not really sure, but I think they were there to do something because they pretty much had all the meeting rooms occupied before we got there for the convention or the training. So I was just wondering. I don't know. Maybe somebody can share more light on that for us.
Okay. Well, we'll do that next time we're in Anaheim. But thank you for sharing your experiences about Anaheim and the fact that we were there because of the 100-year anniversary of Toastmasters. And in our district, we are also going to have a celebration of the 100 years of Toastmasters. It's going to be on October 5th. We're holding it at the Norristown Farm Park at the pavilions they have there in the farm park, and I know that the three of us are really excited about that picnic. I know we've been involved in some of the planning for it. Michelle, what would you say you're excited most about the event we have coming up on October 5th?
I'm looking forward to playing games. We had
Oh.
so much fun last year at our conference. On Friday night, we played games and socialized. That is what I'm looking forward to. We're not doing a program where we're going to have a lot of speakers. It's more about socializing and celebrating together and recognizing each other and the fact that we're Toastmasters, that we have something that's worth celebrating. It's not just about what we've accomplished or how well we can speak. It's also about who we are and the values that we have. And I'm looking so forward to seeing everybody there.
Me too. I know in terms of games, I think we're supposed to have volleyball, kickball. I know there's horseshoe pits there. Somebody is also bringing a big Plinko board, as well as one of those wheels that you can spin. And I know for myself, I brought back a lot of 100-year anniversary prizes that people are going to be able to win at the picnic. And so some I think will give away on the wheel. Some we're gonna do some of the games. We're gonna get together on teams. Oh, cornhole. Actually, I just remembered about that. We're gonna have some cornhole boards there, and I know
Don't
cornhole is a
forget
pretty
relay
popular one.
races.
And relay races. I love relay races. So hopefully I can pair up with somebody, and I won't be the cause of us. Hopefully I'll be the cause of us winning. I'll say it that way. So Aditi, what are you looking forward to on October 5th at the 100-year celebration?
So, we've all been in this Zoom box for a while, and right now, we're all coming together to meet in person. So one of the things I'm looking forward to is actually meeting some of these people I've seen in the Zoom boxes physically. Let me see. Are they taller than me, shorter than me? And what is it? What's their personality like? Because I love to network. And one of the things is that I have met so many people online. Now, right now, I'm looking forward to meeting them in person. And of course, you know what? Most of the district leaders are going to be there anyway. Why not come there, meet them in person? Maybe there's something you want to discuss with them, although it's supposed to be something socializing, but maybe there's a topic you want to pick their brain about. So I'm hopefully hoping I'm, there to do that and find out more about each and everybody and whatever they want to talk about. But like Michelle said, I'm there for the games and the food.
Oh, I'm there for the food. If you know me, I'm definitely there for the food. We're going to be having hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to have veggie burgers for people that want that. We're going to get some. I'm going to get some snacks, not only from where I work, other places that are supplying them to us, and yeah. So basically, I think the food's going to be there. I think between 11 and 2, we'll have games going on for the whole time. We're actually going to start out with a deck meeting for the first hour. Well, once that meeting is over with, we're going to have fun the rest of the day, up until about 3 o'clock. And yeah, so if you're listening to this and you want to join us at this celebration, and of course, bring your families. It's not just for Toastmasters. Bring other people who you might think they want to join in the fun. They potentially might want to join your club because they're meeting the people who make up Toastmasters, and so therefore they want to continue that friendship. And we're thinking that that could be one of the byproducts of being here. But go to the Eventbrite we have set up. I believe there is a there's a marketing poster on the website, and that'll take you to Eventbrite. Tickets are $18.50 for the adults, $10 if you're under 18, and that really is just to cover the cost of food. And I hope we see a lot of you out there. Also, t-shirts available. The t-shirts, though, have to be ordered by Thursday, September 19th.
19.
So if you're listening after the 19th, we may try to get some more t-shirts at another time, but if you want t-shirts that you can pick up at the picnic, please order them by the 19th. Anything I'm forgetting to say about this picnic we have coming up,
What's the
Michelle,
cutoff time?
Lucy?
Is it midnight?
For to register for the picnic itself.
For the shirts.
For the shirt, it is 5 p.m. It is 5 p.m. on the 19th. And also for the picnic itself, if you could let us know if you're coming, if you could register by Wednesday, October 2nd. And that really is just because we're going to go buy the food that we're going to have at the picnic between that Wednesday, the second of the Wednesday, and that's also 5 p.m. And then we'll buy that food Thursday and Friday. We'll have it available for everybody to consume on Saturday the 5th. I'm really looking forward to it. Aren't you guys? Gals?
Chris,
Absolutely.
Chris, you mentioned something about the deck meeting. Deck meeting? What are you talking
Yeah.
about when it comes to deck meeting? Am I bringing my family for that, or is that another special event?
So that's we have deck meetings 4 times a year, and I figured since we're in person, but we'll have stuff going on. There'll be other activities going on that the kids or people who aren't Toastmasters can join in. We'll have that going on away from the meeting. And like the meeting, it's gonna be an abbreviated meeting. It's really just to say that we got some stuff accomplished and while we're in person. So okay.
Okay, so I'm
Okay.
guessing I still have to register, even if I'm part of the district leaders. So I still have
Yes.
to register.
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
to be there for the deck meeting is free. So yes, you still have to register if you are part of the deck. And so what we've within this episode, we've gone from Anaheim, California to right outside of Philly in Norristown. We even talked about the where we're going to be in August 2025 in Philly for the next convention. But there's some other traveling that I'm sure many of us are going to be doing. And that is for round two of the club officer training. And if you're a club officer, you listen to this, you might have thought, well, I went to training. I went to training in the summer. But you're a club officer all year long. And now that you're getting into the groove, you know what you're doing, we're going to teach you even more things, how to build upon what you've already learned and be even a better resource for your clubs. And that's why there is round two of club officer training. And that starts in November. And I know club officer training is one of the things that Michelle and her team are responsible for. And so, Michelle, where are we going? Where are we going in round two? Where can I go if I'm an officer and I need to train for round two?
The Toastmasters Leadership Institute, which is open to anybody who is a member in District 38 or even beyond District 38, as long as you register, you can attend. So if you have members at your club who are interested in learning about leadership or just want to get to know the leaders and maybe a little more about what Toastmasters represents, they can attend. They just need to register. The first TLI, which is hosted by the district, is November 2nd in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. That'll be held at the Cabela's, and we'll see those registrations coming up over the next few weeks. On November 9th in Haddonfield, New Jersey, that'll be at the Lutheran Church of Our Savior. And on November 16th, which will be at that 100 Bala Plaza, I think I said that right, in Ballykinwood, Pennsylvania, basically where Philadelphia Insurance Companies is and Philly Forum meets. That is the those are the three events. Those are longer events because we're going to be adding network time into that. The sessions will be a little longer, so you will get more out of those sessions, more interaction, more laughing, more fun. It's always fun to go to these trainings. It sounds boring, but the in-person training is so much different. You get to meet other officers who are filling the roles that you fill. And we've actually had people who were not even club officers attend these sessions, and they went back to their clubs and said, I want to fill a club officer position. So if you're an officer and you think somebody at your club is interested in being an officer or they have that potential, encourage them to register and come with you to one of these TLIs. And that is not the end of training. So we have the TLIs, and to separate that a little bit, the next part is the club officer training makeup sessions. The division directors will be holding the club officer makeup sessions, which will happen sometime after November 16th and before the end of February. So you'll be looking for those in-person events. Again, they'll be around the district. Each division will have another training that you'll be attending if you're trying to get that DCP point. And just like this last time, you can attend training anywhere around the world. And I encourage you to attend training for everything and anything you can get. As Toastmasters, we should be absorbing as much knowledge as we can so that we can bring the best back to our clubs, but also so that we can give our own selves that leg up when it comes to whatever our goals are. And when we become Toastmasters, we have these goals. We see ourselves getting somewhere through training. We elevate our positions, we elevate our knowledge, we are reaching higher, and I encourage everybody to be involved in education.
Well, Michelle, if I can
Absolutely.
ask you, one of the things this club offices mention most of the time is that they're tired of training. And I can tell you, I attended the first round of club officer training and I was pretty impressed. There were some topics that were coming up that I was looking at it that, oh, I haven't heard that before in club officer training because I've been to a few club officer training over the years. So are there more exciting topics coming on for those ones that are burnt out about all the other topics they've heard? And I could absolutely appreciate it that you already said that some people came out and they're interested in stepping into the club officer role. What about the burnt out officers? What do you have for them?
Well, come learn how not to be burnt out. That's part of the training. We have presented some training topics that deal with that burnout that we feel as officers. But one of the things that everyone should be aware of is that members come to Toastmasters, but they don't always stay. The average member stays at a club for about 18 months, and then they leave. They leave for various reasons. The people who stay past that 18 months stay for the relationships. And here I go again with that word, relationships, but it is imperative that you build relationships, not only with the people in your club, but also with people throughout the Toastmasters district. They need to strengthen those relationships, those connections, because that's what keeps them coming back to meetings. And I can tell you personally, when I'm feeling down and I really don't want to go to a Toastmasters meeting, I force myself to go and I am so energized. I don't know what it is about Toastmasters meetings, but they always lift me up and I feel ready to go on with the rest of my day or the rest of my week. It is important that we engage with each other.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And one thing I love about our educational offerings are that some club officers, this is their first year, and they are stepping into a role that maybe they don't know a lot about. And some of our offerings, well, each of our offerings at each of our TLIs have a beginner section, there's an intermediate section, and an advanced section. So on the opposite end of what I was just talking about, somebody who's an officer for the first time, we do have people who have been an officer for 15, 20 years because they've been around that long. And part of their Toastmasters experience is to give back to the club, to the new members. Well, not just the new members, to all the members. And so in that case, the advanced offerings might be better suited to them. And we really it's not like one size fits all. We realize that we need to offer different things to the different types of officers that we have, whether they're new at this or they're more veteran. Because we realize too, the veterans have some things they can share with other people that can make their club successful.
Right, and
So thank you.
that's why we're offering the advanced level training because those topics are selected by interviewing, asking questions of those seasoned officers, those seasoned members, the people who have been through this, they've been there, they've done it, they could write the book on it. And we're coming up with topics that should pique their interest. Coming out and being around other seasoned Toastmasters who have already gone through the basics. They understand everything and anything and can teach it, but there's always something left to learn. Those are
That's
the
true.
sessions that our seasoned officers should be attending.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Aditi. So just to wrap this last portion up, you have options in terms of club officer training. You can go to Hamburg, Pennsylvania, Henfield, New Jersey, or Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Oh, and I did look it up. It's one Bala Plaza. If you go to Google, you can either look up one Bala Plaza or 321 Saint ASAPHS, I don't know how to pronounce that, Road, and that's in Bala Cynwyd. Pennsylvania, and also the division directors will be holding makeup sessions as well. So there's definitely lots of options for those out there. And it's going to require a little bit of travel, but it's definitely worth it because you will build those relationships with people that you have not met yet. What do they say? A stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. And that's one thing I love about Toastmasters is it seems like every event I go to, I meet somebody and can connect with them and able to hear their voice. And as we know, this year's theme is you have a voice, and it's all about hearing other people's voices and finding out what they have to say and why it's important. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up on this first episode of The Megaphone. And we're going to keep doing these throughout this year. My thinking is the cadence will probably be monthly. And we're going to see how we're going to do this. Maybe sometimes I'll host, maybe sometimes Michelle may host or a deity may host, and we may have other guests because the way that we've envisioned it is we want to hear other people's voices throughout the district, hear people that may inspire us, may have changed their life because they joined Toastmasters and then became a leader and inspired other people to go on and be the best they can be, not only in public speaking, but in leadership and also in life. And with that, until next time, we bid all of you adieu. And remember, you have a voice, and this is Toastmasters District 38. Look us up if you have any questions. All of our information is out on the district website. It is tmdistrict38.org, and we'd be more than happy to answer your questions. But until then, have a good one, District 38. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.